I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hundreds of thousands of protesters continue protesting the Ukrainian government. It's out of control. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba grew up in Ukraine. He says first blood was shed a few days ago. Their international headquarters in Kiev is closed.
There are some potential provoking actions against this. We're mobilizing evangelical church for the peacemaking ministry and reconciling ministry these times. We thought, that we may be the target, for possible provocation.
Unsure how to pray? Russian Ministry's Eurasia Prayer Guide can help. Get one. We'll connect you at our website. Next, the good news. Yesterday was the deadline for South Sudan and the rebels to sign a ceasefire. The bad news? Putting aside the conflict will take time. Kids Alive International's Jed Hamoud says the fighting displaced over 500,000 people. That includes kids from their children's home in Wau.
We're hoping that we can bring all the kids back into the home because we're signing of a peace treaty that's been talked about for a while. We hope that they will be back this week, but it looks like they most likely will be back sometime next week.
We'll link you to the complete picture of their work at our new website. And a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa is remembering the Arab Spring. Sat7 CEO Terry Ascott says 2011 began with high hopes and expectations of change. But 3 years down the road, the Middle East is rife with disappointment and frustration. It's turning more Muslims to Christ, though, and you can find more details about it at our website. Pray for Sat7's ministry as it continues to shine the light of Christ through television. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries is pleading with you to pray for Ukraine and the rest of Eurasia. When you support their Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide that'll help you. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.